Dat het gesê, ek gesels met Wick McPherson, kolonel Wick McPherson. Wick, wat was jou laaste posisie in die politie voor jy uit is in pensioen?
Ek was, rangsgewys was ek kolonel. En ek was die administratieve hoof by Johannesburg Central.
Ek sien. En ten tijde van die, kom ons noem het al drie, die Londenbom en die Lusaka-bom en die Arusha-voorval, wat afdeling wat jy toe gedoen?
Ek was by die veiligheidsstak, hoofkantoor, onder hulle geval. Binne die veiligheidsstak het ons besluit, dan nie ons, die baas het besluit, omdat ons toegang het tot agente in die buitenland en in Afrika en so meer, dat ons dan die intelligentiebeen so word. En achter het onder verschillende name bekend gestaan. Ek denk ons was eerst E en toen was volgens jou organigramme. Dus E en later toe word ons nou D. Die werkdag gestop het by hoofkantoor, toe was ek by D.
En tot op die laaste was, die eenheid het meeste bekend gestaan as D-seksie, is dit correct?
D-seksie, ja.
Jy wil vir my net voordrag inlees in die reken in die bandopname oor wat jy geskryf het oor jou werk. So jy kan maar voortgaan daarmee.
Goed. Ek het nou maar gedink, die boekse naam wil ek gee, een enigma. Dit is nou aanleiding van hierdie kryptiese machine, een kryptograaf, wat die Duitsers ontwerp het. Hoe hulle in een baie speciale code met hierdie kryptograaf met alle bote kon communikeer en ook hulle duikbote, die hele vloot. En daardie kryptografiese machine was so ver ontwikkeld dat hoewel die geallieerde magte probeer het, dat hy die syne gekry, hoewel dit probeer ontwafel het, kon hy nooit daarin slaag nie. Die machine, die code naam is een enigma. Dus ek die boekse naam graag wil sien, een enigma. Een enigma beteken, dit is heeltemal iets anders. Heeltemal anders as die gewone, wat in die tyd bestaan het. Heeltemal anders. So, goed, in die opskrif denk ek aan Enigma en aan miskien Chronicles of an Apartheid Spy. Die woord is apartheid trek, as jy vir Europa trek, een bykie aandig. En dan het Colonel Wick McPherson, en dan SOE.0.O.E.punt. Agent RS 309, dat is eigenlijk een raar naam gebruikt. Alles wat ik geschreven heb, ik heb nooit mijn eigen naam gebruikt. Al die geheime verslag het onder die nummer gehaald.
En jou code, jou schuilnaam was?
Klaus Dietrich.
Sê weer?
Klaus Dietrich, K-L-O-I-S Dietrich, soos Marlena Dietrich. Oké. It was a hot and stifling humidity day in December 1966. Quite normal at that time. Of the year.
Right.
Okay, quite normal for Durban during that time of the year. And okay, that was December. Having finished school at Jim Fisher High School in Bloemfontein, I was on holiday at my parents' home. I was pondering about my future. I received my call-up papers from the South African Army to report to 5 SAI Ladysmith for 18 months. More than 20 months later, 18 months actually, that was in, but the Soviets will see.
Okay.
Having to report during August 1967, it meant I would have been sitting around at home. Nobody was going to give you a job just for 8 months. So I felt I was wasting time. Actually, 3 years into get together, if you put it all together, it's 3 years before I can actually start looking for an actual job. You take it to see, that means that I had to find a temporary work. In those days, no company would have employed me under these circumstances. I had ambitions to become a scientific researcher at the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR. My ambition took a turn when my father introduced me to the neighbor, a formidable and respected policeman in the community. He convinced me to become a policeman just to see how it turns out. Of course, most years, if you were 4 years in a police, but at least you were earning a salary or you could start studying. At least then I won't waste those 3 years being in the army. Having a restless mind and thinking of an adventurous future in the police, there was no hesitation and I immediately signed up. 6 months later in the South African Police College, the training molded me and other policemen into well-motivated men to serve the community. Dedicated, we were posted to police stations all over South Africa and Southwest Africa. At that point of time, the political situation in South Africa and Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, was in turmoil. Politically, through sabotage acts, South Africa faced an onslaught from all our borders, including Rhodesia and Southwest Africa, today Namibia. The members of the African National Congress, Mkuntu Wesizwe, MK, and the Pan-Africanist Congress, PAC, via the African People's Liberation Army, OPLA, committed sabotage. The South African Communist Party was especially active on the labor front, causing countrywide strikes. It was a crucial time in the history of South Africa. Little did I know at that time that I would become involved in a war where, instead of being an ordinary policeman for your community, I would become a paramilitary policeman. Spending a few months in uniform at the Montclair Police Station, Durban, I volunteered for duty on the border between Rhodesia, Zimbabwe and Zambia, underwent a counterinsurgency course over 3 weeks in the police college. At that time, South Africa and Rhodesia were plagued with insurgencies of the ANC, MK and PAC APLA across our borders. The freedom fighters were using Rhodesia as one of the ways of incursions in infiltrating South Africa, Rhodesia, South Africa. Rhodesia under a white government with Ian Smith as Prime Minister suffered the same problem. ZAPU and ZANU, freedom fighters, crossing their borders from Zambia, Angola and Tanzania. We were flown from Waterkloof Air Force Airport by Hercules 1C-130 aeroplane to Victoria Falls Air Force Airport. We were issued with the British South African police camouflage and was appointed as a cover to the British South African police. And we received their camouflage and a BSIP appointment certificate. So what it meant was, if you were caught, you were a Rhodesian, you were a Rhodesian. And here is your appointment, this is your real name, but I'm a Rhodesian. You wear all their camouflage, everything on you is exactly the same as the Rhodesian soldiers. As for us, the world was as far as the world was concerned, we were never in Rhodesia, was never admitted by South Africa or Rhodesia ever that they had a foreign army assisting them in the on the border, in the war on the border. We were posted in platoons of 30 all along the Zambezi River border from Botswana, Zambia, Southwest Africa. Okay, that was the ideal class.
Understood.
Sure.